Listen, we're glad to be here as a guest host. Thank you, Steve Quayle, and great opportunity. 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is September the 14th. It is a Tuesday night, 2010. Listen, for many of us that are keeping our eyes on the 2012 developments, well, we will be doing a series. It may be the entire month of October at this point on the 2012, the prophecies, everything else. I just got in my email box, as a matter of fact, the a new documentary has come out called The Ancient Maya Tools of Astronomy. And I'll probably watch that tonight. And so we're watching probably a couple dozen of documentaries, DVDs, and listening to and reading. And we're planning on going down there. We really are. And we're looking forward to that coming up here in the future. And we'll let you know what we discover. We have an agenda as we do go. And we'll tell you about that. Probably give you all of it as we get back. Well, tonight on this show, we're doing an ongoing series called, The Physics or Theology of God the Holy Spirit. Now, listen, why? Because the Spirit of God is involved in the creation of the universe, the sustaining of every molecule. He's involved in the sustaining of you right now as you breathe air, as your heart beats. Everything that lives, all that dies, listen, the Spirit of God, omniscient, knows all, knows everything, and that's why we're going to engage. Now today, something really occurred that was really incredible. I was telling in the hour earlier on Shatter Live that simply today, I do a lot of other studies, do a lot of things, and trying to read, and all these kind of things we're doing. But today I decided, in part of my studies, I went out and just simply went out with my Bible to read. And what an engagement. Let me tell you something. It was an experience. And it's an experience that I've had thousands of times in over 30-some years. Where, again, reading these living words, the same one I'm reading about dying on a cross 2,000 years ago is the one that I know. The same Spirit of God that moves Simeon to go out into the temple and recognize the Christ child, that's the Holy Spirit that dwells in me. The Spirit of God that guided David to write Psalms. The Spirit of God that came on those individuals in the book of Exodus where they had craftsmanship abilities given to them to build the temple. The Spirit of God that was there in Genesis 1-2. Now, this is very important because the truth is, either you know experientially the Spirit of God, or you don't. There might be some that listen right now that say, you know what? I know what it is to be convicted by the Holy Spirit. I know the Spirit of God is after me. I know the Spirit of God is trying to draw me to Christ. What are you waiting for, my friend? You're talking about the Spirit of grace. Spirit of mercy. This is the Spirit of the living Christ communicating. Now, as I did yesterday, I was reading a little bit more, not just more, but again, on the DARPA issue with the mind control, the new helmet, the connected to the computers, but it's all about the influence that that they're able to give to an individual, including easing pain. I mean, it's really involving a interaction with a human being. Now, this is a helmet. This is a helmet that will be able to have someone on the other side, of course, cause function that will go to certain receptors of the brain. It can bring you peace. It can bring you guidance. It can bring even an easing to your stress. Kind of reminds me of the biofeedback concept. It's kind of a technological spirit guide, only non-spirit. It plays a function in influencing and communicating to you and guiding. Soldiers, I'm saying right now, every soldier, listen to me. Beware of psyops. Beware of mind controlling and supernatural psychic and entity interaction that is supposed to make you a better or more capable or more powerful soldier. you may be led into being embraced by the dark side. Now, here's what a guy says. Listen, I'm going to say it again tonight on this 7 o'clock hour. SurviveToThrive.net, the radio program, simply Russ Dizdar here, guest host. Our website, ShatterTheDarkness.net, hundreds of MP3s and materials and training courses, all absolutely free. Take a look at the site to find out more about who we are. But tonight, listen, this moment is supernatural. It's engaging. Because as thousands of you listen now, and thousands and tens of thousands will listen over the next month to the archives, I've found out that even in our simple archives, it's been downloaded in up to 83 countries. And so the Russians and the Chinese and those in India and, well, all over the world. So I'm just saying to you, because this is, to me, a relational work that we're doing. I want you to know that I'm simply a missionary. I want you to know that there is non-human enhancement all over me. God the Holy Spirit. I want you to know there's non-human enablement, giftings, and abilities. And I confess, given by the Lord Jesus through the Spirit of Christ. I want you to know that there's times I feel overwhelmed in praying for you. That I know what it is to say, God, stretch out your hand to save and to heal, to bring revival, to strike down the dark side, to expose the horrible, radical evil. I hate the fact that some people, mass numbers right now, are being deceived. I've said it before, I'll say it now. It burns my britches. And so there's a motivation, an urgency from the Spirit of God concerning the days we're living in. It's not just WebBot and all the things we're seeing around us. Not even that sense. I feel it in the air. Because you can. Every time I hear a demon speaking through an individual in an exorcism, I'm reminded again how lethal and how close they are coming. They know what they're up to. They know this is coming to be their day. But anyway, I'm reading the article from WorldNet Daily about the soldiers in mind control that I mentioned yesterday too. And so this involves DARPA. This involves advanced, you know, technologies per se. But here's part of the research. It says, on the Armed with Science website form, Mark, in quotation marks, lamented that it was a pity that science and scientists dedicate their efforts to war instead of peace. Now, another one's added John Patterson. This is the missing link between artificial intelligence, brain, computer uploading, even cyborg research, and special ability of telepathy, ESP, psychic, Pentecostal Christians who access other thoughts via the spiritual realm. Can you imagine this? In the discussion of some of the frontier mind-controlling, mind-human-enhancing computer helmet involving nanotechnology and everything else. Guess what? A discussion and a comparison of telepathy, ESP, psychic, Pentecostal Christians. In other words, believers that know the power of the Spirit of God, that experience the Holy Spirit. They know who He is. They know what He feels like. They know His power. They know that He's the Spirit of Christ. You can't, listen, anybody who has the Spirit of God dwelling within them has the great communicator, has the witness, has the power, has the presence of the living Christ. Inseparable. Jesus said it before He ever went to the cross. When He goes away, He says in the Greek, I will send another. The Greek word for another is another of the exact same kind. You check it out. Another of the exact same kind, the Counselor, the Spirit of Truth, who will be with you forever. And listen, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God is the evidence that you're born of the Spirit, you know the living Christ, He's inside of you, guess what? I'm not even talking about your condition. We've got individuals that are really born in the Spirit of God all over the world that know what it is to be weak, that go through troubles, that backslide, that go through spiritual warfare. There are others that are strong and bold and bearing fruit and growing, and they become great pillars. It's as if you can see the Spirit of God all over them and or hear the Spirit of God coming out of them because they walk with the Lord deeply. Because they know the voice of the Spirit of God is in the Word of God, and that is the physics, the technology, the function. I mean, really, truly, as the science gets more and more and more down to the link between immaterial and material, the concept here is almost as if the super soldier or the mind-controlling technology that they're talking about here from DARPA, or at least DARPA's funding it, is something that is almost going to counterfeit or mimic the Spirit of God who gives guidance, who gives influence, who brings to me, I've experienced comfort. God, the Holy Spirit in Christ, has eased my pain. He has caused me to exchange my tears for great joy. He has given me such great joy at times, I don't even know what to say. He's the lifter of my head. The Spirit of God can take any verse anywhere in the Scripture and bring it back to remembrance for the exact moment you need it. In counseling, the Spirit of God has given me verses to give to an individual to solve their issue. In witnessing to the lost, God, the Holy Spirit, has given me a particular verse that breaks in. Like my own father, 70 years of arrogant resistance, it was one verse that cracked into him, that opened him up to where he finally listened and then prayed to receive Christ as Lord, as Savior, as a sin bearer and forgiver. As a God, the God that loved him. He only had 4 months to experience growth because my father died. 4 months. So much like the thief on the cross, why would anybody, why would you wait, chance it to the very end? God's waiting for you now. Some of you listening right now, you now know, you might even fall to the floor when I say it, he has been waiting for you, and you know he has been, and you know he's spoken to you, you know that he's summoned you, you know that he's called you. I don't care how deep the sin, I don't care how deep the addiction, I don't care how deep the shame, the blood of Christ, the living Christ, can go beyond the mind control helmet of the super soldier, you know, attempt. Listen, this helmet can lie to you. Alcohol can lie to you. Meth can lie to you. Satan will lie to you. But the Spirit of truth, he'll tell you. He'll tell you that your sin is all over you and you may die in your sins, and rightfully so. But the one that points to what it is that separates you from God is the one that points to the Savior of the world. So I'm going to tell you tonight, the Spirit of God is the world's friend. The Spirit of God is in China. The Spirit of God is in Russia. The Spirit of God is in Alaska. The Spirit of God is among the Swedes. He's in Bangalore, India. Pretoria, South Africa. The Spirit of God there is, he's there in Brazil. He's right next to Castro and right over there by Ahmadinejad. The Spirit of God is omnipresent. We read about it yesterday, Monday 6 to 7, Psalm 139. Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up there, if I go over there, there you are. Omniscience, omnipresence. For some of you in prison, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the Spirit that caused the incarnation. We're talking about the physics of God, the function of God, the science of God. And the science of God and the physics of God will always, on an infinite scale, be beyond us. It's not that we can't learn. See, we learn sequentially, page by page, line by line. You're listening sequentially as I speak through this hour, phrase by phrase, phrase by phrase, because we're finite. We learn, God doesn't. What do I mean by that? Who is God going to learn from? We're talking about, again, infinity, immeasurability. And that is awesome. Beyond AI, artificial intelligence. Beyond the brain-computer uploading that's talked about here in this article. Beyond the cyborg research. Way beyond the finite abilities of clairvoyance, telepathy, telekinesis. Way beyond extrasensory perception in the psychic remote viewer sense. Beyond the psychic, which means Sylvia Brown is light years behind in comparison to the prophets. The prophetess Huldah that gave a word by the Holy Spirit that came from God to Josiah. You ever read about it? 2 Kings 21:22. Mary, by the Spirit of God, unleashed in song about the Savior in her belly, in her womb. Elizabeth, that when Mary walks in with Christ in her belly, Elizabeth, her baby, John, leaps. He was filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb. Man, something spiritual went on there. It's as if John, in the belly, filled with the Spirit of God, recognized God in the womb of Mary. Elizabeth goes off in prophetic song. Read this in Luke's Gospel. You don't want the counterfeit, you don't want the finite, you don't want the cheapened junk that is spewing out of the mouth of New Age spirit guides. They will never tell you of the science, the physics of the heart of God. I can tell you again about the immensity of God, but let me tell you something. His relational ability and desire is immense. In all that can be said about God, this is one that's very, very clear. Gar Theos. Gar Theos. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. The word gar is this, it's almost as if John had to set down his pen, sit back and say, wow, this is unbelievable. For God so loved the world that he gave monogenesis, the only begotten, the only one of a kind, Christ. God gave Christ at the cross as the sin bearer, yours, whether you ever accept him or not. He died for Sylvia Brown. He died for Courtney Brown, the remote viewer. He died, rose. You reject him, it's on your head. You die without him, it's your destiny then. You've lost. You've lost it all. And in the heart of God, if you understand the heart of God, God is not willing, does not want one soldier, one scientist, one physicist, one prostitute, one president, one king, one child, one lonely drunk, one depressed lady, one divorced man, one lonely woman, one neglected child, one abandoned teenager. Not one of you, not one, not one of you SRAers, not one of you 2012ers, not one of you conspiracy junkies, not one. Bulumai is the Greek word used by the Holy Spirit in God's determined counsel. It's what he's fixed. He is not willing. You ever read this in the context of prophetic scripture? 2 Peter chapter 3, It's the whole reason that it seems as though there's a delay in the coming of Christ. It's the only reason God is permitting the world to continue. There's only one reason. God holds it all at bay for the most to be saved, for you to be saved. You can take all the health pills. You can survive as long as you want. But without Christ, your sin is on your head. Satan has rights in your life. And you, in all of your drugs, alcohol, psychology, and, as I read it in this article, transcranial pulsed ultrasound to remotely and directly stimulate brain circuits without requiring surgery. Make you feel peaceful. Make you take away stress. You know, a bottle of vodka does that sometimes, but you get the repercussions by the next day, of course. Meth can do that at the moment, but then rot your teeth out and make you look 100 years older than you are. Jesus Christ, the physics of what he did at the cross and the power. And we're going to talk about this in the series. We're going to deal with this subject in the unequaled spiritual, eternal experience of God the Holy Spirit at the moment of salvation. We're going to talk about that tomorrow night. Tonight we're talking about the Spirit of God as the great witness to the world. That's why a friend listening in the Netherlands could come to accept and yield his life to the living Christ and write me about it and tell me. That's why a friend out of Canada could write and tell me, hey, this has led me out of the New Age stuff and all the psyche stuff, and I got out of that, and I surrendered my life back to Jesus Christ. That's why a soldier down south could write and say, I listened, and I turned my life over, and I opened my heart to Jesus Christ, and I got saved. That's why a man down in Nashville, when we did the conference, with all those leaders that came down there, the Nashville conference, a man, he doesn't know why, he just wandered in and joined the conference. The last session, out of all the stuff we talk about, nothing could be greater, nothing could be higher, nothing could be more important than this Christ of God. Did he do anything wrong? Why is it wrong to talk about the one that loves us the most? Gave his life on a cross. Who does oppose that? Spirit guides in psychics on or even near the remote viewers, giving them the data. Spirit guides that have guided powerful demons in every Satanist. At least they are more honest about the presence within them. They know who they hate. They hate what the demons hate. The Savior that died at the cross. It spells ultimate judgment for radical evil. The annihilation and the end of this trail of tears, this misery that sin and Satan brings bondage. It's all about that. See, death is going to be defeated. I mean, listen, do you realize again what occurs? When the Spirit of God, the physics of that exertion of sheer God power that raised Christ from the dead. On your behalf. It involves glorification. When mortal humanity, you and I, mortals, in the twinkling of an eye, on an atomic level, matter of fact, the Greek word used, atomic, there's an exertion of the power of God, those that believed in Christ, whether you're in Russia, whether you're in Sri Lanka, it doesn't make any difference where you are. Every tribe, every language, every people group, that's who God is fighting for. Did you hear what I said? That's who God is fighting for. On the dark side, the evolution and development and increase of hundreds of millions of spirits. Spirit guides, that side has broken in and has brought an amazing level of spiritual experience. Though it is under a masquerade, it is by a secret power of lawlessness, and there is clear agenda to it. The next event, the bulge, the chaos, the breaking over. When the restrainer is removed, all hell will You know, it's going to break loose. What everybody's been saying, what Steve has been saying, what all of us have been saying, it is very clear. Catastrophe, chaos, it all is going to be unleashed. But unlike the New Ager, unlike the 2012er, unlike the occult prophetic teachings that come from the dark side, a New Age of peace, an evolution of human consciousness will not occur. There will be a spiritual burst, a layering, shoving humanity beyond having a helmet on your head connected to a computer that will give you the impulses and the influences and try to seek to lead you to think in a certain way. This presence will do that. And it's all about accepting a new world leader, accepting a new regime, and being a part of that because there's an agenda. The Spirit of God, the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the Spirit of God that's in the world right now. Well, listen, He tells us what will happen. But He is worldwide. Listen, you can take all the spirit guides, you can take all of hell, you can take of every demon, you can take everything you want. You could have the Antichrist on the field. All of it together, collectively, doesn't scratch the surface of the infinite presence and power and work of God the Holy Spirit. And if you're a believer, God the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And if you're not, He's waiting. And you've been drawn and you are now being engaged. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. This is Russ Dizdar again, guest host tonight, Survive to Thrive, 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday nights. We're glad to be here, and thank you, Steve Quayle. Listen, I know that many of you believers out there, keep all of us in your prayers. We love to have your prayers, and there's no question. I would ask, there is such great value, and you know, just speak to the Lord, and many of you know how it is as the Spirit of God leads you in praying for us. I was mentioning about the ramping up of the dark side. It is without question spirituality, supernatural presence, and incredible spirit guidance is all over the place. But let's also mention the fact that in the technological sense, the goal is to somewhat bring about a replacement or a mimicking. And so the article that was sent to me, World Net Daily, in the military, U.S. soldiers to be subjected to mind control. Look what the Pentagon is doing on Americans' warriors. And this process of a helmet and computer and all that it says about it, bottom line, it's almost as if it takes the place of God, that it's able to, from a distance, lead you and guide you and direct you. At the conference coming up, they're allowing me to have three sessions. The final session, now listen, it's called the Transmutation of the Human Soul, the Technology of Alter Personalities. Now, DARPA may not ever bring this out because this is very sinister and it involves transmuting human personality in the creation. Now, G.H. Estabrooks, the psychiatrist hired by the military, wrote about this 1947. All of you understanding MKUltra, Monarch, all the projects, all those things, many of you that have looked at Camelot, you've listened to Tom Horn, you've listened to Steve Quayle, you've listened to a lot of our stuff. You know what? There was clear acknowledgement to the point that I think that G.H. Estabrooks literally opened his mouth so much. Might be why they tried to get the book off the market, but it's called Hypnotism. There's a chapter on the weaponization of creating sub-personalities in a soldier so that they can program them, train them, so that the main person, say Joe doesn't know, but there's a Bob and a Fred on the inside, and one is an assassin, one is going to give disinformation as a spy. And the truth is, the sub-personalities can send thoughts to the mind and the heart of the main person. Sub-personalities can cause feelings. A lot of victims of SRA, DID, mind control, stuff like this, they may have feelings raging in them. They don't even know where it's coming from. You know where it's coming from? A sub-personality whose pain or whatever their feelings is bleeding over and up into the main person. Now, the reason I'm mentioning it, one is, there are those who are listening that are aware of sub-personalities within you. Some of you don't know what to do about it. Others of you are trying to seek help. Some of you that are listening are the sub-personalities that are supposed to never let the main person know that you're there, right? But I'm dealing with human personality, whether programmed, lied to, whatever else, a projection of the splitter programmers. It's all about transmuting. That is, taking the original and mutating it. Only God can unravel that. And it is God that knows of the perpetrators. I have no question that perpetrators listen or have sent to them some of these messages, as I've been told, emailed. Got another package from France today. From France. There's never really a direct address back, but it's from way over there, it's a disc. I put anything like that on an old computer. It's not even connected to the internet in case it's something's going to damage. But I don't even know what it is. But those that are listening all over the world, I want you to know that in Russia, that in China, that in Korea, that in, it doesn't make, whatever, wherever there is a human being on any island, in any hut, in any massive city, little hot apartment, it doesn't make any difference. The Spirit of God seeks you. The Spirit of God's been sent out into the world. Now, I read this in the Gospel of John, and I can only encourage you, if you begin to study the Gospel of John, chapter 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, just read John's Gospel. If you're a researcher, to the physicist, to the remote viewer, to the psychics that are checking out, I don't deny the experiences you have. There are many, they're very, very exact what I had back in the end of the 60s, early 70s. But it's from the wrong side of the fence. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, I'm not mad at you. I'm just stinking mad at the dark side. And I'm just glad that there's the power of the Word of God, the presence of the living God, of Christ's authority, and the Spirit of God. The sum total of all the demons of hell, all of the entities, terrestrial, celestial, territorial, on the ground, in hell, wherever they're at, collectively cannot begin to compare to the infinite presence, power, knowledge, and work of the Spirit of God. So I don't care how bad the last, I mean, I care about how bad the last days get for the sake of those who are lost, those who are going through the pain. A lot of you that are helping to open the gateways of hell, guess what's going to happen? When hell spews out, especially the abyss, it is you that they will come and attack. They won't touch anyone that has the Spirit of God inside. Anyone marked by the Spirit of God will not be touched. Even when it comes to the abyss. And as I said before, it's not the abyss that's the problem, my friend. It's what comes out. And in the near future, the keys will be gotten, the gateway will be opened, entities that no human eye have seen will see them coming down upon the earth. In the context of that chapter, Revelation 9, believers, they are not allowed to touch anyone who has the mark of God. That word is used, that word is in reference to the indwelling presence of God the Holy Spirit. You either have him or you don't. And that is the evidence if you're really saved, if you really know Jesus. You can be going to a church, you can be religious, you can be Catholic, you can be Lutheran, you can be Episcopalian. What does that mean if you don't know God inside of you? What does that mean if you don't have the power of the living Christ dwelling within, experiencing the blood of Christ as washed, cleansed, forgiven, saved individuals, indwelt, born of the Spirit of God? If you're not born of the Spirit of God, Jesus said it, I didn't. You're not going to see the kingdom of God. John 3. Now, I've been saying, read John 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Can I say it again? Even if you're simply a quester out there. And some of you Satanists can go ahead and pick up a Bible. What's it going to do? Burn you? You can pick up a Bible and read. Obviously, you're listening at this. And you're not burning, well, not yet. And let me tell you something. I'm not going to kid with that. I'm a human being indwelt by the Spirit of God, and I know the love of God. God doesn't desire your death and your eternal damnation. But if you spit in the face of God, embrace your sin and the dark side, my friend, you are toast. You're lost. Your significance, and the tears of God is demonstrated, Jesus, outside of Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you, but you willed Thelema. You know, like Crowley says, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. No, yeah, do your own thing, anything but God. The five I wills, I will ascend to the, I will take over God. I will. I will live my own life. I will be my own God. I'm going to evolve and be a God. I'm going to pull myself up by my own bootstraps. And half of you can't even get out of bed. You're so old. I'm getting old. It's hard to get out of bed. It's part of that dying. It's part of the physical body dying. Death is here because of sin. The wages of sin is death. Death is a code in the genetics. Geneticists can't figure it out. They can't continue they can't cause the replication of your genes replenishing. Something's wrong. Something's wrong on the inside, and we can't see as good. We can't hear as good. We can't get out of bed the way we used to when we were 15 or 12. You ever see a 12-year-old jumping around? Let me see a 60-year-old do that. And if you're older, I respect that. If you're seasoned and you have many years in life, I respect that. And I only pray that the worldwide witness, the witness of Christ, God the Holy Spirit, will tilt your head to look in the face of Christ on a cross and pour it out to you, this blood is for you. This Savior is for you. He fought for you. He died for you. He blasted apart the finality of death. He broke the death code. Enter resurrection. Enter glorification. What's in me right now, God the Holy Spirit, when the day of glorification comes, on an atomic level, the power of the Holy Spirit in the twinkling of an eye, faster than a blink, a flash, atomic. That's just simply the word atomic. Mortality. If your physical body's been dead 100 years and you died and went to be with the Lord, absent from the body, present with the Lord, the word of God says, the dead in Christ will rise first in that instantaneous glorification of the mortal body into indestructible, eternal immortality. Gonna see God face to face. All of this is by the physics, the theology, the function of the Spirit of Christ. It is Christ who died on the cross, the Spirit of God that caused the conception, empowered him for the miracles, raised him from the dead, led him in the ascension. It is the Spirit of God poured out, given as a gift by Jesus Christ to everyone in Russia, everyone in China, everyone in Norway, everyone in America, wherever you're at. Here are the words of God. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The physics of God, beyond DARPA, beyond SOFIA, the project there at Phoenix University. This is beyond the spirit guides that have guided the Blavatskys, the Baileys, and the Sylvia Browns of this world. To the military remote viewers, in every one of the books, in every one of the videos, in every one of the YouTube videos, in every one of the lectures, you are absent, 100% absent of God the Holy Spirit and experience of God the Holy Spirit. You don't know the Lord. You don't know the Holy Spirit. What you do know is real, but it is lethal deceit. The data coming down for the Akashic Records, not from God. The entities engaging Courtney Brown in the ether, not of God. And so in this divine appointment, can I read you something? I told you already, and I'm really pressing the point, I'm urging you to read John's Gospel, chapter 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. It speaks a lot about the Holy Spirit, His work. Another of the same kind. Jesus said another of the same kind. The Greek word for another meaning another of the exact same kind, the Comforter. Unless I go, the death, the resurrection, the ascension, because He's going to return. Unless that happens, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, can't come. So as Christ goes, he gives another of the exact same, eternally inseparable one of the same kind. The Holy Spirit, Spirit of Truth, teacher, guide, leader, sanctifier, the pursuer of every human being on any continent, in any city, in any home, any hut, even for that military general sitting right outside your little Hawaiian house on a hill with all of your trees and all of God's nature around you. You've embraced the New Age spirit and not the Spirit of God. What shall you do? You want to hear something amazing? There's four things I want to tell you just quickly before I even mention John 12. The Spirit of the living God in function, number one, to reveal the Christ of God. That's all he will do. He will constantly. I mean, even Jesus in these chapters I'm telling you about calls the Holy Spirit a witness. I'm a witness of Christ, of who he is, of his saving power, that he's alive. I confess, I witness to you, he came into my life 35 years ago, never left. He's here right now. He's here today. I've interacted with him all day long. And I'm doing what he's called me to do. So the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, number one, is to reveal Christ. Number two is to glorify Christ. I mean, in all of the miracles and signs and wonders and power encounters and visions and dreams, all of what is done by the power of the Spirit of God brings an ultimate pointing, a sign to Christ. Everything is to point to the living Christ, to bring you as a human being to the living Christ. Thirdly, as I mentioned already, he's literally called the Great Witness. Jesus says in these chapters I've told you, he says to all believers in Christ, you shall be my witnesses, and so is the Holy Spirit. Thank God for that. Even when we fail, when we're frail, when we're not doing it very well, the Spirit of God can go so far beyond us. Listen, we've been in bars witnessing, telling people about Jesus. We've been to ritual sites. We've been to psychic fairs. We've been on the streets. We've been in the university classroom. We've been in the police academy. We've been willing to try to share Jesus anywhere and everywhere, because when Christ is shared and witness goes out and the gospel is told, the presence and power of God, the Holy Spirit, not only led it, but is there, and he's summoning. Paul says it later in the book of Acts when he's at the Areopagus among the philosophers, the intellectuals, the Stoics and the Epicureans. You know what he says? He says, but now God summons all people everywhere. If you're listening to this in October, because today is September the 14th, 2010. If you're listening to this in December 2010 or in March 2011, I know one thing, that what we say now, if Christ is not returned, will be your opportunity as a believer in Christ to get a hold of what God wants you to be and do. To stand up and take up the cross and become God's witness, because the Spirit of God is waiting for you in your yieldedness and your willingness and your obedience. You want to see whom the Spirit of God was all over? You want to see individuals that, to just look at them, the Holy Spirit's all over them. Go to the book of Acts, every Spirit-filled believer. Whether it's Peter, later on Paul, Stephen, look at Philip, Acts chapter 8. The Spirit of God is all over this one. And people are getting saved and healed and delivered from demons. And the power of God is emanating through one believer's life until an entire city that's demonized is broken into. And at the end of the visitation of God through this individual, where people got saved, healed, and delivered, where demons got crushed, it says the whole city was full of joy. When are believers going to believe that even in the last days you can make massive impact for Christ? Quit listening to the lies of the enemy. Quit listening to the lies of your fear. You know why many believers are not experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit? They won't be obedient to the Spirit of God in mission. There's a lot of believers in America and other parts of the world that just want the Holy Spirit to feel good only. The Holy Spirit wants you to be a witness. The Holy Spirit wants to bring and form Christ in you in such a way and the heart of God in you in such a way that you can't stand not to reach every single human being in the world for Jesus. You'd be willing to go to the highways and the byways, to the hard cases and to the soft cases, and lead people to Jesus. That is the drive. That is the passion of God the Holy Spirit. WWW, Worldwide Witness. The work of the Spirit of God, even if you, as a believer in Christ, refuse to, you know what it's called? Quenching. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, quenching the Holy Spirit of God. You know, putting out the Spirit's fire. We're meant to be on fire. Are you on fire? With the blazing radiance of Christ. Well, I get off the subject every so often in the midst of this because of the Spirit of God and the heart of God. There are times that I just, I don't know, if I just stop talking, I might have to go away and I have to collect myself when I feel this emotion of God for the love of every human being. God didn't send his son to the world to condemn the world. God did not send Jesus. I mean, we have people sitting back, even believers, it's like, let the world go to hell. And God's saying, no, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. See, I'm going to side with the word of God and the passion of the Spirit of God and what Jesus did in dying for all. And prophetically, since Christ has not returned, it means only one thing. 2 Peter chapter 3. God's patience means salvation. Why don't you go lead Ahmadinejad to Christ? Why don't you go lead Castro? He's going to die soon. I wonder if Castro knows Christ. Do you ever realize how big and broad and powerful the Spirit of God? You know, if you just give your life to Jesus Christ, to the Spirit of God, and become his witness and be involved in what it is God's involved at, you're going to have the Spirit of God all over you, leading God. It's going to be like Acts chapter 8. Why would God put all of his activity? Acts chapter 8, the Spirit of God's guidance, miracles, salvations, healings, deliverances. Angels showed up to tell Philip which way to go. And even a supernatural translocation supernaturally by the Spirit of God. Hey, listen, if you want to check out the physics of God, if you want to check out stuff like the Philadelphia Project, check out the Philip Project. Translocation by the Spirit of God for one purpose, to reach souls for Christ. Lives. God loves you, even if you don't understand why I'm coming after you. Even if you don't understand. I had a pagan priest ask me, why do you guys keep coming after us and try to proselytize us? I said, have you ever heard of John 3:16? He said, no. I said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, I explained it. I explained verse 17. God didn't send him into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. I said, because God loves you. God wants you. And you need this redemption. Without it, the death code, your sin, and Satan's rights are hanging all over you. And it will end up being your eternal mess. It's your fault, not God's. It's not God's fault at all. I mean, I read 2 Thessalonians 2. It says, they perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Could have been. Maybe somebody's listening right now when it comes to the end. It could have been you. You could have been saved if you spit out the Spirit of God and the gospel and the love of Christ. What do you have in replacement? John's Gospel, chapter 12, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus was at Bethany. where Lazarus lived. Here's what it says, whom Jesus raised from the dead. Verse 2, here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table. Can you get the picture here? This is after the resurrection. And there's the rest. Listen, the power of God, the grace of God. We're at the end of the hour. I've got to go. This is Russ Dizdar. Survive to Thrive, the radio network. God bless you. Good night.